thousands of Maya farmers from the Guatemalan highlands take over the main boulevard in Guatemala City's Zona Viva, an area traditionally reserved for the city's elite. We are walking next to a group of men and women, some carrying months-old infants, decked out in the colorful outfits of their local communities. At one point, they spontaneously shout out that popular movements are sweeping across Latin America. Yesterday, the Third America Social Forum culminated with a continental march on the Day of Resistance of Indigenous Peoples and Nationalities of the Americas in Guatemala City. Since the first World Social Forum in Porto Alegre, Brazil in 2001, these gatherings have brought together social movements to create alternatives to corporate globalization and empire. Jorge Coronado, a member of the America's Social Forum Hemispheric Council, tells us what was unique about the Guatemalan Forum.
Este tercer foro social Américas fue el foro de la resistencia del movimiento popular continental. Se ha expresado en este foro el debate sobre los temas más urgentes y las luchas principales que están desarrollando los movimientos sociales. El tema de los tratados de libre comercio, el neoliberalismo, el tema de la minería que afecta a comunidades rurales e indígenas.
In building up to the forum, organizers tried to encourage greater participation of groups that had been historically marginalized within the social forums. Joel Suarez from the Martin Luther King Center in Cuba is one of the lead organizers of the forum.
Tratar de lograr un foro distintivo, la presencia de mujeres indígenas y jóvenes y campesinos que son tan fuertes. Yo creo que se ha logrado una buena movilización de las organizaciones sociales indígenas, de jóvenes y hasta niños ha habido presentes en esta reunión. Y el balance del evento es muy, muy positivo.
Women's groups used the forum to build their ongoing struggles.
Ratificamos que la participación de mujeres mayas de Huehuetenango en este espacio es parte de un proceso, no de un momento. Nuestro camino continúa.
That was Benito Simón, a Maya delegate from the Guatemalan town of Huehuetenango. The forum was an important space for strengthening indigenous struggles, but there was also an emphasis on building links across movements. Humberto Chalango leads Ecuadunari, the movement of highland Quichuas in Ecuador.
Desde la unidad, cómo aglutinar también a otras fuerzas sociales. No solamente los indígenas hemos sido excluidos, hemos sido maltratados, sino hay una gran mayoría de compañeros y compañeras, jóvenes, mujeres, que están estudiantes, trabajadores, trabajadoras que también son víctimas del modelo neoliberal.
Grassroots Global Justice brought a committed delegation of activists from the United States to the forum. Michael Leon Guerrero explains the important role of this organization in integrating the United States into the global forum movement.
GGJ was formed in June of 2002 as a vehicle to, one, strengthen national movement building amongst very diverse movements in the U.S., but secondly, also to strengthen our participation at the international level and build a different solidarity with social movements around the world where we can start to talk about, together, develop joint strategies around how we deal with neoliberalism and the conditions that are facing our communities.
The forum was also a way to connect broader issues to communities of struggle in the United States.
As an organization that works with immigrant Latinos, we have come here to Guatemala to be face-to-face with the conditions that cause people to migrate.
That was Maria Poblet from St. Peter's Housing Committee and a member of the Grassroots Global Justice Delegation, who was inspired by the spirit of resistance in Guatemala. As people drifted away from the march, musicians on the stage played the social forum hymn, declaring that, yes, another world is possible if the people want it. From Guatemala, this is Mark Becker and Jeff Juris for Free Speech Radio News.